We join together again in worship. Our theme is "The Lord is my Shepherd." And we have looked at this in the past, looking at the 23rd Psalm. But today we're going to look at it from a different passage. But first we sing, "The King of Love, my Shepherd is." Almighty and most powerful and loving God, we come today to worship you. We come to glorify your name. We come to thank you. We come to acknowledge that you are the one true and only living God, Father, Son, and Spirit. And we want to thank you for your love. We want to thank you for your mercy, for your forgiveness. We want to thank you for your strength. We want to thank you for your guidance. We want to thank you for that wonderful love that you have for us. How could we exist as your followers if it was not for Father, Son, and Spirit? And so may you be glorified in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And following our theme, we're now going to sing, "The Lord is my shepherd, and this is the later version.
The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me lie in pastures green. He leads me by the still, still waters. His goodness restores my soul. And I will trust in you alone. And I will trust in you alone. For your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me. He guides my ways in righteousness, and He anoints my head with oil, and my cup, it overflows with joy. I feast on His pure delights, and I will trust in You alone. And I will trust in You alone. For Your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me. Not fear the evil one, for You are with me, and Your rod and staff are the comfort I need to know. And I will trust in You. I will trust in You alone, for Your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me on. I will trust, and I will trust in You. I will trust in You alone, for Your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home.
For Your endless mercy,
for Your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me home.
For Your endless mercy.
For Your endless mercy follows me. Your goodness will lead me
home. We come to the Lord in prayer, and we know that He is all ready to hear our prayer. He loves for us to speak to Him. And when we look at prayer, we need to realize that we are speaking to a loving God, a God who loves us with all His heart, a God who wants the best for us. So let us pray. Father God, You created a wonderful world, a peaceful world. And we know many things have happened since then, Lord, but we do pray that the world will be a world of people who want to love each other, to help each other, to be there for each other. Lord, we pray that each and every nation of your creation will prosper as it follows your will. Yes, we pray, may your will be done in your world. Lord, guide the leaders of the nations, guide the people of the nations, fulfill through them all the wonderful things that you have planned for your people. We pray for our own country, and Lord, we think tomorrow about the service for Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and we pray, Lord, that you would be very much with our Queen and with the other members of the royal family. Be their comfort, Lord. Be their all in all. And Lord, we thank you for the many, many people who during the COVID crisis have been there to help our people, your people, Lord. We thank you for the doctors and nurses, for the National Health Service, for the clinics. But Lord, we also pray for the volunteers. So many volunteers going into homes and helping people. Lord, we want to pray for the bereaved. We want to pray for the lonely, for the homeless, for the unemployed, for those who are on furlough and still cannot yet go back to work. Lord, you know all about all of these needs, and we know that you will hear our prayer on their behalf. Lord, so many organizations, so many different sources that are helping individuals and groups and families and churches and organizations. We thank you, Lord, that there is so much help being given. And Lord, as we remember the bereaved, we ask that you would be their comfort. Not easy, Lord, when we lose a loved one. But Lord, you are the great companion. And so we pray for those that have lost loved ones and ask that you would be that great companion. We pray, Lord, that you would be with us as a church, both worldwide, nationally, and here in the Willows. Lord, will you guide us? Would you fulfill your purposes in and through us? May we share your love. And so, Lord, as we join in worship, and as we reach out to more people through our online ministry, may more and more people see and know about your love. May they know about the truth of the gospel. Lord, have your way in this world. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We come to the Lord in prayer, and we know that he is all ready to hear our prayer. He loves for us to speak to him. And when we look at prayer, we need to realize that we are speaking to a loving God, a God who loves us with all his heart, a God who wants the best for us. So let us pray. Father God, you created a wonderful world, a peaceful world, And we know many things have happened since then, Lord. But we do pray that the world will be a world of people who want to love each other, to help each other, to be there for each other. Lord, we pray that each and every nation of your creation will prosper as it follows your will. Yes, we pray, may your will be done in your world. Lord, guide the leaders of the nations, guide the people of the nations, fulfill through them all the wonderful things that you have planned for your people. We pray for our own country, and Lord, we think tomorrow about the service for Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and we pray, Lord, that you would be very much with our Queen and with the other members of the royal family. Be their comfort, Lord. Be their all in all. And Lord, we thank you for the many, many people who during the COVID crisis have been there to help our people, your people, Lord. We thank you for the doctors and nurses, for the National Health Service, for the clinics. But Lord, we also pray for the volunteers. So many volunteers going into homes and helping people. Lord, we want to pray for the bereaved. We want to pray for the lonely, for the homeless, for the unemployed, for those who are on furlough and still cannot yet go back to work. Lord, you know all about all of these needs, and we know that you will hear our prayer on their behalf. Lord, so many organizations, so many different sources that are helping individuals and groups and families and churches and organizations. We thank you, Lord, that there is so much help being given. And Lord, as we remember the bereaved, we ask that you would be their comfort. Not easy, Lord, when we lose a loved one. But Lord, you are the great companion. And so we pray for those that have lost loved ones and ask that you would be that great companion. We pray, Lord, that you would be with us as a church, both worldwide, nationally, and here in the Willows. Lord, will you guide us? Would you fulfill your purposes in and through us? May we share your love. And so, Lord, as we join in worship and as we reach out to more people through our online ministry, may more and more people see and know about your love. May they know about the truth of the gospel. Lord, have your way in this world. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Carrying on with the theme about the shepherd, we're going to sing the old song, Loving Shepherd of Thy Sheep. The message title is Jesus Said, I Am the Good Shepherd. From our reading, John 10 verse 11, Jesus actually said, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. You know, in the old days, the sheep died for the shepherd to feed the people. But that's not what we're talking about here. The Good Shepherd points out four ministries that he performs. Number one, other shepherds watched over the sheep because they were paid. But the Good Shepherd cares for the sheep. As we know, the sheep are peaceful animals. And here we see that the Pharisees had no concern for the blind, but Jesus did, and he cared for all people in need, and he cared for the sheep. Number two, the knowledge Jesus has about sheep is not just an awareness. It speaks instead of an intimate relationship. He knows his sheep, and he loves them. He loves us deeply. Number three, the one fold referred to in the reading should really perhaps read one flock. The fold here is the Jews, but there is another fold, and that is the Gentiles. There is but one flock, and the Good Shepherd has people all over the world. Number four, the Good Shepherd takes up life again. His voluntary death was followed by the victorious resurrection. After all, this was why he had come. The Good Shepherd is also the door, which tells us that we all who accept him will go through the door. But those who finally reject him, for them, the door will be closed. There is no second chance after death. I believe Christ settled the issue once and for all as to whether there would be second chances after death when telling the story of the rich man and Lazarus. The man who loved the Lord found himself in heaven. The one who had neglected the Lord found himself in hell. And then he suddenly realized the awful consequences of his neglect, and he cried out for mercy. But the answer was, it's too late. Between you and heaven, there is now a great chasm. Then the rich man pleaded that someone would go and warn his five brothers before it was too late for them. The answer came, they have the scriptures, let them read those. The rich man replied, if someone were to rise from the dead, they would listen to them. Jesus replied, through this story, it is chilling, but it's true. If they don't repent because of the scriptures, then even they will not rise from the dead. Why should there be a second chance for those who have refused numerous chances during their lifetime? God said to his people through the prophet Jeremiah, from the time your forefathers left Egypt until now, day after day, night after night, again and again, I sent you the servants, the prophets, they might, but they did not listen to me or pay attention. He could have said the same sort of thing about this country. And because of this, when some people die, God says to them with infinite sadness and finality, "You didn't want me. Now you can't have me. It was your choice." You see, in conclusion, it is God's will that no one should be lost, but that all should be saved. However, He has given us free will. He loves us all, and He loves us deeply. But as I've said before, we have no secrets from Him. But our acceptance of Him and the free gift of salvation is for us and for all who will accept. But if they don't accept and reject, then there is no future eternity for them. Do you remember the two on the cross with Jesus? One wanted to be released. He didn't repent. The other one said, "Lord, forgive me and remember me when you come into your kingdom." And the reply of Jesus, "Today you will be with me in paradise." There was a person who came to Jesus at the last moment, only just in time, we might say. But you know, I've had a wonderful occasion when I was with someone who didn't believe. They were in hospital and I was holding their hand, but there was no feeling. And I prayed for them, and I prayed that they would come to know Jesus. And suddenly, the strange face that they had all went into a great smile, and you could see that there was peace. And I firmly believe, the way they held my hand, that they had come to know Jesus. Given the last opportunity, they took it. And I pray that we might do all that we can to share the truth of the gospel with people who do not repent, people who have not bothered about Jesus and accepted the gift of salvation. We have a responsibility. We don't want to see people lost either. But remember this, it is God's will that none should be lost. But there is a price to pay for us. That is to come in repentance, humbly accepting Jesus as our Lord and Saviour. God bless you all. Amen. And we're now going to sing the song that I think sums it up: "In Christ Alone."
Scorned by the world.
Jesus died. The wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin of him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
May the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit be with us and all those that we love, all those that we care for, all those that we know. May that blessing be with them and with us forevermore. Amen.